Today, we have with me Hillary Gordon, who is the mayor of Huntington City and has been mayor for the last 10 years. Prior to that, she was city council member for 6 years, so she's been serving Huntington City for a long, long time. Thank you, Hillary, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Yes, it's good to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
What's happening in dear Huntington City of consequence?
Well, we have a few new projects going on. It's spring, you know, and so always there's lots of cleanups to do. I think especially this year with the snow and stuff, we've had lots of leaves that we haven't addressed in the fall. So anyway, we're getting the Huntington City cleaned up. We also have a beautiful little restroom/visitor center going right here on our main street on the left-hand side as you come through if you're coming from Price area, and on the right-hand side if you're coming the other way, you'll see this construction being done. So that's something that we're glad about. We had some areas that just definitely needed some improvement in that respect. Then we have another project going on at the cemetery right now. Our cemetery is kind of on a little hill right there, basically a blue slate hill from years ago. And what happens is when we have these, and I call them gully washes, but, you know, these storms that just literally dump on us and the rain cannot soak in. And so it just pours down, and a lot of that blue slate pours down into our cemetery, covers the road, and gets onto the roads, you know, onto the graves right there. So we have a little project going on that's going to address that drainage issue in a lot more proficient way, I hope, we hope. And I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will, so that we don't have to go up there and you know, scoop the mud off. So we're having those two projects being done right now. And then we're getting ready within the next month or so to plant flowers on Main Street when we do it up to the cemetery, of course, and up there by the Heroes Monument. And then we plant them all up and down Main Street. So just a lot of busy work this time of the year, a lot of things going on that require meetings and et cetera, like our Heritage Days, which will be the, you know, we'll have our rodeo the end of June, and then we'll have our Heritage Day celebration, the rest of it there, the beginning of July, onto the 4th of July. And it takes a lot of preparation, and we don't have huge amount of people that gather together to do that, but we do have an amazing crew that does, so we meet and organize that.
Okay.
So a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Before you go on here, you mentioned the visitor center. I haven't noticed that. Tell me.
Well, it's just started, Lynn. That we've just started construction. They're just doing the footers even as I speak, you know.
Okay.
It's a project that you ask, you know, what was going on, and so it's ongoing. So you cannot see a building yet, but you can see if you're coming through to Main Street, you'll see a lot of equipment there and on the actually, it's sort of in front of what we used to call the old town hall, where the old city hall used to be, across the road there. So that's where it's going. But no, the building isn't up yet. This is a project that's ongoing.
And so what is the plan for manning it, or what are you going to do in that direction? Or what's the idea there?
Well, we're hoping for some volunteers. You know, those are things that word probably is a new word. And I think that because we lack volunteers in our fire department. We lack volunteers in our CERT program. And I realize that people are extremely busy, but we're looking to fill that position there as in the visitor center. These will be restrooms that will be open all year, so they'll have heating in them. So it won't be like just seasonal restrooms, which a lot of ours are, and I'm sure they are for a lot of towns. You have restrooms, and if you don't have heaters in them in certain areas, then you have to close them up for the winter time, which is the way it is over in a little Lions Park over the road here. But anyway, these are going to be open all through the year, and we are looking for volunteers. And Ashley, our city councilman, Lamar Guyman, is over that particular area, and he has said that he is dutifully looking for ones to help us out with that. So that should be a really interesting project when it finally gets finished.
Okay, now this volunteer, I mean, you know, there was a time when Lamar could just arrest you and you were volunteered, but he can't do that anymore. So let's talk about this, the need for volunteers in our small communities like this. You're missing volunteers in the fire department, the search.
We need ones to step up to, you know, offer to be, or I mean, it actually comes with a small compensation, but it's not a wage. We're not big enough to have a full-time fire department, and so we really do need more people on that. And I think that life and times are crazy for everybody, and so, you know, people start cutting corners where they can, and I think this is one area. This volunteerism just isn't so great anymore. Then we have the CERT program, which is the, you know, emergency preparedness, and we have a group of us, about 10, 15, but we would like more people because we find that the same people that serve here serve there, and so it would not be beneficial, you know, for the same people to be doing everything. So I would really encourage people to come to the city and say, hey, you know, I'd like to serve on the Heritage Days Committee. I'd like to serve here and serve there, but I'm not finding too much of that. You know, I'm just not. And so I'm wishing, I'm hoping, but maybe there's a way that we can encourage people.
Well, I think that is so important to so many functions, particularly the fire department, for heaven's sakes. You need to be trained to participate in that kind of exercise. You need to have some experience in the fire department, and both men and women can serve there. Is that right?
That's correct. We have some women on the fire department, and of course, they offer on training. There, we have a fire chief, and we bring in ones that can assist in the different degrees. Because you can, you know, you can be trained for one thing, and then you can go on. It's kind of like EMTs, really, Dylan. You can be a basic, or then you can be advanced. And this is the same with the fire department. It isn't everybody that can suit up and go into a burning building. You need to have special instructions, and, you know, be able to pass those degrees off before you can do that. So anyway, it's just quite, you have to love to serve no matter what you do. In this job that I'm doing, you have to love to serve.
you're telling me that maybe this job isn't have a full-time salary that goes with it, Hillary. Is that what I'm to understand?
Well, you know, we get compensated so much, but I don't know. You know, I've never figured out by the hour what I make. It would probably shock me terribly to find out it was probably $2 an hour. But you know what? I'm good with that because I love our town and the people here. My goal or ambition has only ever been to make Huntington a better place, not to change it, because the people here are amazing, and they are, you know, they go back to, many of them, except for myself, go back to the old pioneer stock. So they are strong, they're tough, they're resilient, and they deserve something. I just felt like we deserved something a little nicer than we had in Huntington, and not to change it, but to improve it.
Well, you have certainly improved Huntington. And I'll have to tell you, I once figured out about how much the compensation for a mayor and city council is, and then an estimate on my part how many hours they spend out. And frankly, you can hire somebody at minimum wage, and you'll be paying them 400% more than what you're making an hour, Hillary, as mayor. So that volunteerism is very real in your heart, and you've done one heck of a job in beautifying. The flowers along Main Street are just incredible in the summer, if anybody's seen them.
You know, I did that. Obviously, Dylan, we go back a long way, you and I, and you know that that's my passion and my heart. Coming from jolly old London, you know, people hang flowers everywhere there. Kind of camouflages how ugly some of the buildings are, but in London. But I come by, you know, rightfully by that flower. And I just know that for most people, not for everyone, has different ones have let me know, but not for everyone, but for most people, the flowers are uplifting. And I think Mother Nature does a beautiful job of that. And, you know, I just like to share it.
Yes, you do. Well, Hillary, thank you for taking the time to visit with us on Castle Country Focus.
And thank you for having me. It's been good to visit.